traveling through those dark patches in life, what you discover so often is that you're afraid of the dark. Fear is a big deal in hard times, and each one of us needs to know what to do about it. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Dark Night, Bright Light. And do stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'm going to tell you about a special new booklet that I'd love to send you. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, to help you actually live in the promises of God. We're starting a new series of messages on the program this week, a series that I've called Dark Night, Bright Light. I wonder what the word dark or darkness means to you. Darkness has all sorts of connotations when we apply it to our own lives. I remember when I was a young boy, even probably well into my teenage years, I was truly afraid of the dark. At night, after dinner in the dining room, in the house where we lived, it was what seemed like a long corridor to my bedroom. It was only 8 or 9 metres, but when the corridor was dark, I tell you, it was a long, scary way. And I was afraid to walk from the light dining room into that dark corridor to my dark bedroom. Now, we were blessed because there was a light switch at either end of the corridor, at the dining room end and at the end where my bedroom was. And I always, always used that light switch. Now, don't get me wrong, we lived in a safe part of town and the house was secure, so there was no logical or rational reason to be afraid of the dark. I just was. And it was a very real fear. It seems that darkness and fear often go together in life, whether we're young or old. The truth be known, we actually need both light and dark in this world. I love it when the sun goes down and it's time to go to sleep. And again, when the sun comes up in the morning, it's time to get on with life. It's a pattern we live by. It's a cadence, a pattern of life. But imagine if it were only ever dark, how awful that would be. In some countries, of course, far north and far south, there are many months of darkness in winter. In life, darkness and fear, well, they seem to be such common bedfellows. I guess that's because in the dark, we can't see what's coming at us. I remember once when I was in the army and we were on exercise in a rainforest. And the canopy of this rainforest was so incredibly thick that it was pitch black at night. You couldn't even see your hand 6 inches in front of your face. And in that sort of darkness, you can't see what's coming at you. You can't see where you're going. So darkness is a scary place sometimes. Now let's take a look at our own lives. We can look back on the dark times, those periods that we'd rather forget. Maybe a broken relationship or sickness or the death of a loved one. Real financial difficulties. Maybe you've been through a war and you've seen people killed or you've been in prison. Perhaps you've seen everything you worked for so hard over so many years just go down the drain. Or someone's hurt you incredibly deeply, someone you trusted. Perhaps you've been through a time of depression or real loneliness, or working so hard you just don't feel that you have a life. The list just goes on and on and on. Life has its dark times, doesn't it? Maybe you're going through one right now. Maybe, who knows, there's one around the next corner or next year or the year after that. Dark times, well, they're like part of a fabric of our lives, as much as we'd rather they weren't there. And that's why we're kicking off this little series over the next couple of weeks called Dark Night, Bright Light. Because light is the opposite of darkness. And when we're traveling through those dark times, light is the very thing we need. The problem is, it can be so hard to find, so hard to believe in or hope for. In my own experience, in those dark times, those lonely times, those times where I felt betrayed, the times of deep distress, it's a fear that's debilitating. It's like you don't even have the strength to lift up your head and look towards God. And hope, well, when we lose hope, it's a devastating thing. Because there's no sense of there being a future. I once read a book by a Holocaust survivor, Viktor Frankl, and he makes the point so powerfully when he recalls an experience from a concentration camp. Have a listen to what he writes. The prisoner who's lost faith in the future, his future, was doomed. With his loss of belief in his future, he also lost his spiritual hold. He let himself decline and became subject to mental and physical decay. Usually, this happened quite suddenly in the form of a crisis, the symptoms of which were familiar to the experienced camp inmate. We all feared this moment, not for ourselves, which would have been pointless, but for our friends. Usually, it began with a prisoner refusing one morning to get dressed and wash and to go out on the parade ground. No entreaties, no blows, no threats had any effect. He just lay there, hardly moving. If this crisis was brought about by an illness, he refused to be taken to the sick bay or to do anything to help himself. He simply gave up. There he remained, lying in his own excrement, and nothing bothered him anymore. It's extreme, but you recognize it. It happens to all of us sometimes. We give up. We have this sense that there's no future, no hope, just darkness, just the same. Why have we spent so much time describing the darkness today? I guess for me, it helps to put words around it. It helps to describe what it is, because this is something that we can all relate to. Somehow, we think it's just us. But actually, everyone goes through dark periods in their life. Everyone. I have, and you have, and there are some real dark ones. And then there are some that aren't quite so deep, but they still rob us of the joy of living. Tomorrow, what we're going to see is that God is in the light business. Today, I just want to share one passage with you from his word, the Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 9 and verse 2. The people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. If you're walking in darkness at the moment, I have a message for you from God. He plans to shine a light into that place. I remember the darkest days of my life, 13 years ago now, when I was completely alone. The darkness gets so inky black. The hole is so deep. You can't imagine how you could possibly survive. In the middle of all that, a pastor called Ted Keating, shared a message of God's hope with me, just the way I'm sharing with you today. And from that little message, I turned around and gave my life to Jesus. And in the midst of that darkness, a light began to shine. A light that was so bright, so warm. Later I discovered that Jesus once said, "I am the light of the world." Well, he got that right. Just the way Isaiah puts it, the people walking in the darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. God makes some powerful promises in his word, the Bible. Promises that he means for you and me to live in. Problem is, so many people who believe in Jesus struggle to lay hold of his promises, especially on those dark days that we all seem to travel through. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called It's Time to Take the Promised Land, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you actually live in the promises of God day by day. In fact, at the end of each chapter, you'll find some life application questions to help you think through and apply God's promises right into the realities of your life. To request your free copy, stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. Again, that web address is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.